Good morning, boys and girls. I live about 1 mile away from the church. And on days like today, when the weather is nice, I will usually walk to work. And when I walk to work, I carry this bag. Can you guess what I have in here? A computer? No, I don't have a computer in here. I wish I had money in here. This little book is my appointment book where I write down all of my appointments so I don't forget when I have appointments, but this is probably the most important thing I have. I always carry my Bible with me when I come here to the church to do my work. And I also carry something else. Can you guess what's in here?
Water.
Yes. I carry water, and I drink water while I'm here at the office. And on most mornings and afternoons when I go home,
pack
up my bag, and I throw this strap over my shoulder, and I can walk, and it's really no problem. But once in a while, I have some other things that I want to carry with me, some other books, and I'll put those books in here and try to carry them with me. And these books are really neat books that I use quite a bit when I study. And sometimes, well, let's see. Grant, do you want to help me? Let me throw this over your shoulder. Is that heavy?
Yeah.
Do you think you could walk a mile?
No.
No. I don't think I could either. So on days like that, I ask my wife, can you drive me to work? And she's always happy to do that, and I'm thankful. And you know, boys and girls, these books are really heavy. And you know, sometimes when people do bad things to us, that can be really heavy and make life difficult for us. But you know what Jesus asks us to do whenever somebody does something bad to us? He asks us to forgive them. Do you know what it means to forgive someone? Well, when they say, I'm sorry I hurt you, and if you say, I forgive you, you know what that means? You're telling them, it's all right. Even though you hurt me, I'm all right. But if you say, no, I will not forgive you, it's like trying to walk around carrying a heavy bag on your shoulder. It's really not fun, and it doesn't feel good. But if you say, yes, I forgive you, it's like taking those heavy books out of the bag, and the bag feels nice and light, and you can walk a long ways. And life will be a lot better if you're able to tell people, yes, I forgive you. Jesus knows what's best, and he tells us we should always forgive people. So I hope you boys and girls will let Jesus live in your hearts, because his love will help you to be able to say to other people, I forgive you. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for setting that example. And thank you for promising that you will help us forgive other people. I pray that you will bless these boys and girls and help them to always have you in their hearts so that they will be able to forgive like you forgive them. Bless them and their families. We pray in your name. Amen.